Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's that little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Sometimes I'll forget. I'm old. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me still. I've got something I want to say that is connected to our small businesses, but not. It's not a business thing. It's a national thing. What happened a week ago today in Minneapolis? The murder of that man, that black man, by that police officer. I mean, it's hard to call it anything else. The man was suffocated, basically, it looks like. It's hard to imagine anything else. That was horrible. That should never have happened. It should never happen. That kind of thing should never happen. Once somebody's taken into custody, look, I've got family members who are law enforcement. And when somebody's in custody, once they're neutralized, their safety is important to them. And they take care. The good guys make sure that those people are safe. Because then they're their charges. They're responsible for them. So what happened is horrible. Should not have happened. But also the response, the way it happened, should not have happened. And we have a process in this country to go through things like that. And maybe that process should have happened faster. I don't doubt that. But the reason I'm bringing all this up, and why I wanted to take this time to mention all this, is because I want to get very quickly to what has wound up happening. And that's all these riots, all this destruction, all this danger going on all over the country that we now know, it's now abundantly clear, has nothing to do with what happened in Minneapolis a week ago. Burning down a bookstore in Miami or New York or wherever, burning down, looting a Target, has nothing to do with what happened last Monday in Minneapolis. So what is that, though? What is causing that? And I think it's what we have to realize is what I'm calling World War III. World War III is not being fought on the battlefield. Now, I've been calling World War III the cyber war, the North Korea, Iran, Russia, China, those kinds of attacks on us, and whatever responses we're giving back to them, that's World War III. The next war, I said the next war. The truth is, it's not the next war. We are in World War III. Every cyber expert on this show, every geopolitical expert on this show, China experts, every one of them, all those people, agree with me when I call what we're dealing with is World War III. But some of World War III is not just in cyberspace. If you think China, I hope there's nobody in America who is any longer naive about or uninformed about the motivations of China. What they're doing today in Hong Kong should tell you about China. Let's go back and listen to the interviews with Gordon Chang on this show. Nobody, of all our China experts, nobody calls out China and nails them like he does on this show. They are not to be trusted. They're not our friends. They're not going to be our partners. We may do business with them, but they're not ever going to be, under the current China's communist regime, they're never going to be do anything that'll be that will be honorable or honest or trustworthy. There'll always be another shoe waiting to drop. And so you have to assume, and there are other forces, there are other people that are out there. They're paying these, that are paying or are enticing these rioters, these anarchists. They're anarchists. And they are a threat to our nation. And it has nothing to do, this has nothing to do, my friends, with who's in the White House. This is about forces that want to take down America. The America that you and I love and that we operate our businesses in. The America that is good for the world. They don't like that. So please, quickly, let's differentiate between the justice that the family and the communities deserve for what happened in Minneapolis. Let's differentiate the justice that needs to play out there. And whatever conversations we need to have about that, let's differentiate all of that from this other stuff that's going on, which is, I consider to be part of World War III. We can no longer be naive about it, like the War on Terror. It's the next chapter in the War on Terror. And we can't be naive about it. We can't be complacent about it. And we sure as heck can have to stop being politically correct about it. Political correctness, when it comes to calling out these people, cannot stand. We can't do that. We have to call it like what it is. It's part of World War III, and these people are anti-American. They're against us, and I'm going to speak out about that. I'm going to resist everywhere I can, and I hope you will too. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.